An important question is, do you fear the content of your thoughts, or do you fear the anxiety that comes with it? Are you afraid that the anxiety will never go away, that you'll never come out of this? Because a lot of the times, what I see with clients, and I've been doing this for over 17 years now, what I see is people start out in content where they very much believe the content of the thought. They're trying to solve it. They're trying to figure things out. They're doing all kinds of research. But as time goes on, and maybe as they have more and more similar thoughts, they start to more worry that, okay, I understand, let's say it's harm OCD. I've heard people online talk about it. I've had many different themes. I understand that, this is just how it is. But what if this never goes away? And then it starts to veer into meta OCD, OCD about OCD. The reason why it's very important for you to understand where you are right now with OCD, if you are in content or with fears of anxiety, because if you are afraid of the feeling of anxiety, then you want to make sure that you are not obsessively researching OCD recovery, obsessively researching supplements, obsessively researching how to make anxiety go away, even when you are refocusing throughout the day. You want to make sure you're not refocusing so you're running away from the feeling of anxiety, running away from hearing the thoughts in your mind. Your mindset when refocusing needs to be, it's enough of this. I have better things to do. I'm gonna go do better things. That's my decision. I'm not running away from anything. I know the OCD thoughts are gonna be in the background. I don't care. I'm not frightened of anxiety. I'm choosing not to be frightened of anxiety. I'm choosing just to go on with my day and do important things. OCD is not important. That's the mindset that you need to have. If your mindset is, I have to be busy every second of the day in order not to feel anxiety because I'm afraid of the feeling of anxiety, or I need to do a compulsion to get rid of anxiety. And that could be connected also to, let's say, I have a lot going on at work. I need to not have the feeling of anxiety so I can focus. I am going out with friends. I need to get rid of the feeling of anxiety so I enjoy myself, or that I'm productive in school, or whatever the case may be. So if you are doing that, then your fear is the fear of anxiety. It's meta OCD, OCD about OCD, in one way or another, right? There's still variations of it, but basically you are in meta OCD. Therefore, all of these behaviors that I've just mentioned count as OCD feeding behaviors. So, yes, everybody can, let's say, as they're going through OCD recovery or as they're starting on the road, especially of OCD recovery, they'll research OCD recovery, obviously. But if you find that now at this point, maybe at some point before it was normal, but at this point, if you're doing it obsessively, if you're researching all this stuff, doing all these behaviors obsessively, like you need to do them, otherwise you're going to have anxiety and you absolutely can't have that feeling. Then start taking those behaviors down. Again, do when you're doing the tracking, you should be doing the tracking because it really, guys, I'm not, I said this before, I'm gonna say it again. It's not because it's my method, it's because it actually works. I'm suggesting it to you from the bottom of my heart as somebody who has dealt with OCD. Please do the tracking. And then when you do the tracking, if you have the situation of fear of anxiety, include all the research, all the talking about your OCD, all of these behaviors as part of behaviors that are feeding OCD in the tracker, because they are. Now, there's also some exceptions. Sometimes, let's say, even with, like, let's say you have meta OCD, but you had to go to the doctor. The doctor gave you a suggestion of, let's say, a few different medications, and you kind of just wanted to take a look what people are saying. Understandable. So there's still, situations where, of course, there's some small research needed, but generally speaking, try to, if in meta OCD, stay away from discussions about mental health as much as possible. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you would like me to push you personally all the way to full recovery, please sign up through youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.